arm. U.S. top officials, including Vice President J.D. Vance, and Israel working to shore up the ceasefire deal. And the government shutdown now 3 weeks long with no votes scheduled today. This is ABC News. Amazon Web Services say all issues have been resolved with its platform and outages that impacted scores of websites, apps, and cloud-based internet storage. A small number of sites, though, still reporting lingering troubles. Faulty domain name coding may have caused those issues. ABC's Mike DeBusky says there are only a few companies that can handle web services, and businesses may need to have some sort of backup.
Amazon accounts for a little over a third of the cloud computing market. Another third is accounted for by Microsoft and Amazon. We've centralized a lot of power into the hands of just three companies. And 99% of the time, that's okay. These are pretty robust services that, you know, have good uptime and they fix problems as they arise. But that 1% of the time when things go wrong, there's these huge repercussions, right? It has an outsized impact.
The search for suspects in the jewels in the Louvre heist continues in Paris. The museum president will appear before France's Senate Culture Committee tomorrow to answer questions. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. Gas prices continue to drop. The average across the state now is $2.61 a gallon. That's down about 7 cents since last week. We're more than 30 cents below what prices were at this time last year. The national average has fallen below $3 a gallon for the first time since 2020. Officials at Gas Buddy say COVID was the primary driver of low prices at that time. Barring any major disruptions, gas prices are likely to stay under $3 for the next few months. A Freedom woman convicted in her 2-year-old daughter's fatal overdose will serve her full prison term of 9 years. A judge rejected Brooke Seal's request to reduce her 9-year prison term in a ruling yesterday. Rosalie Garcia died in a Freedom apartment in January of 2024 after being exposed to fentanyl. Seal was convicted of child neglect resulting in death for allowing a drug dealer to stay in her apartment. That drug dealer, Fahim Jones, is scheduled to stand trial on unrelated drug charges. He doesn't face charges in connection with Garcia's death. Seal asked the judge to reconsider the ruling and reduce her sentence to 5 years. Prosecutors opposed the request and the judge agreed. In addition to the 9-year prison term, Seal was placed on extended supervision for 8 years. A proposed bill seeking to make it illegal for drivers to use devices meant to evade license plate detection systems is moving ahead. The measure is passed with bipartisan support in the state legislature. The legislation would implement a $1,000 fine, 90 days in jail, or both, for people who buy, sell, or install devices that are designed to conceal registration plates. Lawmakers say the devices make it difficult for law enforcement to identify suspect vehicles during an investigation. The bill will now head to the governor for consideration. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers prepare for Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers play the Steelers this week on Sunday night. Matt LaFleur asked about running back Josh Jacobs demanding to get back in the game against the Cardinals Sunday despite a strained calf muscle.
Yeah, he's a grown man. There's no doubt about it. What he says is always backed up by his actions, and I think that's number one on the top of the list of what you need to be in order to be a great leader.
Baseball, the Blue Jays beat the Mariners 4-3. To advance to the World Series, Game 1 will be Friday night in Toronto against the Dodgers. Doc Rivers was asked if he still goes golfing with his friend, Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
We plan on golf a lot. We never actually get to do it much. But the Brewers, they had an amazing year. And if you're going to lose, you lose to the most historic game in Major League history, and that's how they lost.
That's the Bucks, Doc Rivers, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. More clouds and some showers for your Tuesday afternoon. West winds to 25, highs in the lower 50s. In the overnight, showers still likely. Cloudy and breezy with lows in the lower 40s. A few showers Wednesday near 50. Currently 46 degrees.
When it's gone, I run out to see. uptight town.
I'm uptight town.
Baby, chase it away.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation.
All the night
time. And it's time to brew.
All the time to brew.
I thank the Lord for the night time. I thank the Lord for you. Nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the
nighttime.
Forget the day.
Uptight
town, baby, chase it away.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation.
All the night time.
And it's a time to groove.
All the time to groove.
I thank the Lord for the night time.
All the night time.
I thank the Lord for you. For the night time, to forget the day,
day
of uptight time, baby, chase it away.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation,
all the
night time to brew. I thank the Lord for the night time.
Thank the Lord for the nighttime local news and timeless hits. Nobody's playing more Neil Diamond than 97.9. Eric here, good afternoon. Thank you so much for spending a little of your day with us, with me, Crystal Blue Persuasion, Tommy James, and the Shondells. It's 97.9.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, ooh, crystal blue persuasion. See, hear the light. Love, love is the answer. Ooh, and that's all right. So don't you give up now. Ooh, so easy to find. Just look to yourself. In your mind, crystal blue persuasion. Crystal blue persuasion, crystal blue persuasion. We'll be right back.
Switch your alarm clock to us, 97.9 WGBW.
down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
From Looking Glass, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here. Good afternoon. Let's test your pop culture knowledge. What happens when you get Doc Brown's DeLorean up to 88 miles per hour? Yes, you go back to the future. Today is Back to the Future Day, October 21st. In fact, it's been observed on this day since 2015 because that is the date they traveled to, October 21st, 2015, in Back to the Future 2. So there you go. Might be a good day to break out the each of the three movies. You know, the first one was awesome. Second one, not too bad. The third one, they're like in the Old West. Yeah. But the first one was great. Back to the Future Day today.
Hey, Doc, nice office. Quick question. If you had to choose, would you give yourself a root canal or run payroll?
Run payroll, no question.
Seriously? Have you run payroll before?
Paying my team with Gusto couldn't be easier. Gusto gives me unlimited payroll runs, next day direct deposits, and automatically files my taxes. Saves me time.
Wow, that's nice.
Over here, Doc. Can I run payroll too?
Choose payroll without the pain. Visit gusto.com/radio to sign up for free.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
From our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge, we're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
My tears are falling 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Just tell her that you love her. Make sure you're thinking of her. Don't you ever make her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to discover that you don't baby back home to me. Take good care of my baby. Well, take good care of my baby. Just take good care of my baby.
Like going through four roundabouts. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Dave Clark 5, because
it's right that I should care about you and try to make you happy when you're blue. It's right. Give me
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with this local news update. Green Bay drivers may want to add some travel time this week due to highway projects closing lanes. The Department of Transportation says to expect lanes to be closed on the Tower Drive Bridge through Wednesday. Both north and southbound lanes will be closed on 41 and De Pere between 7 at night until 5 the next morning through Thursday. You can see more about the closures on the DOT's website. An 18-year-old Searing man was killed after hitting a deer in Oconto County over the weekend. Sheriff's deputies say the crash happened at just after 10 Friday night on County Highway B in Oconto Falls. Authorities say the man lost control after hitting the deer, rolled several times into the ditch, and was ejected from the car. Deputies say he was taken to a Green Bay hospital where he later died. Port Washington city leaders are moving tonight's Common Council meeting to a bigger space as debate grows over a massive data center project near 43. The meeting starts at 6:30 at the Lepanto Banquet Center on East Seven Hills Road. Crowds have packed meetings for months with people raising concerns about cost, energy use, and water demands. Supporters say it could mean new jobs and investment. It's a done deal for Festival Foods. The grocery chain now has an out-of-state owner. Todd Schnuck, chairman and CEO of Schnuck Markets, announced closing on the purchase of Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers this week. The newly formed 1939 group based in St. Louis now has 164 stores. That total includes the Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers, along with two other grocery chains. The company has said Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers will continue flying under their own banners with the same employees and supporting the same community efforts. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Wattles, 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. More clouds and some showers for your Tuesday afternoon. West winds to 25, highs in the lower 50s. In the overnight, showers still likely. Cloudy and breezy with lows in the lower 40s. A few showers Wednesday near 50. Currently 46 degrees.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home.
In the morning hour, she calls me. The radio.
local news and timeless hits. You'll find them both on 97.9 with Marvin Gaye doing How Sweet It Is.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. Yes, baby. Ooh. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Ooh, baby. I needed the shelter of someone's arms. And downs, and there you were. With sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotions. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. Hey now, how sweet it is to be loved by you. Oh, and wonder what would I be without you in my life. Everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them before. But you brighten up all my day with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, and of course, always streaming online at WGBW.FM with Simon and Garfunkel.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt, a deep forest green. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Snow-crested crown, without no sleep. Strands and polishes a gun. She'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap it in a sickle mill of blazing in scarlet battalion. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. She
The Captain and Daniil, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Eric Westfall, and you probably heard me talk about Cooper, my mom's dog, who unfortunately she's not able to take care of properly anymore, and we can't take him. We've been kind of temporarily taking him here, looking for somebody to bring him to a new home. He's going to be 13 in December, but he's got so much energy, and he's such an awesome dog. Shih Tzu. So some friends of mine, it turns out, were, you know, looking to maybe get a second dog, but they wanted, you know, an older dog. They have a 7-year-old Shih Tzu already, and he had his first overnight. So I picked him up after work yesterday. Everything went really well. He ate well. He was having fun, you know, a little uneasy, of course, because he was wondering, hey, where'd you go when I left him there? But yeah, it's very relieving. So I think I've definitely found him a good home. So Bob and Jeremy, I appreciate it. And we'll be bringing him over there for the rest of his forever home soon. So it'll be a sad day for me, but I know it'll be a good thing for him. That's what's important, right?
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton, improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Might have told her that about a thing she saw.
all those visiting Northeast Wisconsin for the fall colors. Take the leaves. Leave your money.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Dusty Springfield, I only want to be with you.
I don't know what it is that makes me love you so.
I never knew.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9, your ABC News coming up. But first, we're going to dance, dance, dance with the Beach Boys.
After 6 hours of school, I had enough for the day. I hit the radio dial and tuned it up all the way.
I got a dance.
I'm Michelle Franzen. The government shutdown now in day 21. The Senate will take up another vote tomorrow on a measure to end it, but the stalemate continues over Democrats calling for negotiations to extend health benefits. The impacts of the shutdown being felt from critical food programs like SNAP to flight delays as air traffic controllers deal with shortages and now sick calls. ABC's Perry Russom has more.
Delays are happening in Dallas, Atlanta, and Newark. You have these workers who are working their jobs, very stressful jobs, knowing they are not getting paid. So now some of them are calling out, trying to find other work elsewhere to put food on the table, keep the roof over their heads. Many of them have mortgages, so they're trying to find other ways of income.
President Trump blasting Democrats, he says, for the shutdown at a luncheon for Republicans